Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! I am filling time, dudes, because I have not run a lot of these shows from work, so my music clips are all off, but I'm going to do my best to throw one out here right now. Here we go. Let's give this a shot. See if this is actually going to go the way I hoped it would. Come on, today. This can happen. Save it! There it is. That's what I was shooting for. The intro to the G&K Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Welcome to the second ever G&K Fantasy Baseball League podcast. I am rocking a little bit of Bad Street USA in the background here. Bad Street USA in honor of the fabulous Freebirds, who on Saturday finally got their long overdue induction into the WWE Hall of Fame. Any wrestling fans out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Freebirds, one of the top teams of all time. Excellent induction speech. Acceptance speech. Frankly, one of the best speeches that I have seen somebody as far as wrestling give. So best acceptance speech ever. Woo! WrestleMania weekend has the squared circle on my mind, but for many of you, this weekend is all about the diamond. America's pastime kicked off its 2016 regular season yesterday, and with it came the start of another season, that being our very own G&K Fantasy Baseball League. That's what we're going to talk about today. Glancing to see if anybody's joining us, not at this point in time. Nope, nobody yet, guys. I'm your host and the commissioner of the G&K Fantasy Baseball League, Rick Goreski. As you can hear, I am feverishly clicking away in the background here on my mouse. I'm in uber deep training for this season. Spent the entire weekend clicking my mouse over and over in anticipation of the moves that I will make. So I'm ready. Before we get too far into this, I got to ask, am I the only one who wants to change the name of this league? Because I kind of hate it. I kind of hate the GK Fantasy Baseball League. It just doesn't do anything for me. And I'm open to suggestions from anybody. I'm behind changing it. I don't know if anybody else is, but I've always had this suggestion that's based on a story that a vendor told me a few years ago. A good guy and a friend, Brian Bastar, was our sales guy for the warehouse here at G&K for our warehouse account. And Jeff and I were, I think we were at a ball game with him. They took us to a ball game once, or we were out to lunch. And he tells Jeff and I this story about going to a Brewer game. He was heavy into baseball. He was a pitcher in college, and he tells a story of going to a Brewer game at Old County Stadium, and he's out in the bleachers, and they've been drinking all day. I mean, I think they were up towards Green Bay, out that way. They started drinking all the way in. They tailgated all morning. By the time they got into the bleachers is actually where they were. They were completely sloshed. And there's somehow, some way, he tells this story about being just pissed drunk, and some girl that was close by, they didn't know this girl at all, is just screaming to Rob Deere, "I love you, Rob Deere. I love you, Rob Deere." And my friend Brian, he just goes over to her, he goes, "I'm Rob Deere's cousin." And she goes, she grabs him and just starts making out with him. Just right there, they just start going at it. He's kissing her and everything, and this is the funniest friggin' story ever. So my suggestion is that we call it Rob Deere's cousin, because that's just one suggestion. Could be anything you want, but I always think of that story. It's a ridiculously awesome story. So back to the league. Our draft has come and gone, as everybody knows. we can dive into the draft and talk about how it went, surprise picks, the good and the bad. But the website did grade our draft, and it went a little something like this. I have to give the 5-second warning for people that don't like hearing good things about Blinka. You have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second to turn the dial down, because F you, Andy, Dan Blinka's team tops as far as CBS is concerned, coming out of the draft with a draft grade of an A, projected to score 260.15 points per week, followed up next by Semrod Warrior. Semrod, that's Adam's friend. I think it's Jason Semrod is his name. He got an A, 256.53 points. So he's 4 points, you know, 3.5 points behind, 3.6 points behind Blinka. Next up, Testosterone, Adam's team. Although this is the weirdest thing in the world, the site gave him an A+. So the site says that they like his draft the best, but then as far as projected points per week, they only project him to score 256.5 points. That's Blink is 260.15, so that's what, less than four points, not even 3.5. This is bugging the hell out of me now. I'm going to have to pull the calculator out. But for whatever reason, they're scoring his draft better, but then they turn around and say that he's not going to score as many points per week. So I guess it has to do with what talent was available at that point in time, if I think about it. By the way, it's 3.65 points between Braun and F you, Andy. That's right, fuck you, Andy. Can I say that on Blog Talk Radio? I don't know. I'm about to find out. I guess censors are going to come to my house. Lefty is next. Lefty is fourth as far as CBS is concerned. Lefty got a B+, projected at 256.37. Rounding out the top five, you've got Murphy's Law. Murphy, 255.77 points. So that's your top five. Next up, Colonel Matrix was sixth, which is another weird one. He had a really good draft. They gave him an A- on the draft grade, but then turned around and said that Jeff Carter's team's only going to score 255.07 points per week. So that's like a little over 5 points a week less than the top guy. It's not a ton of points, but it just kind of is weird. My team's next, Wild Pitch, with a B-, 254.65. Rookie of the League got 254.29 points per game, a B- as well. Pabst Hipster, it's a buddy of mine from a dynasty league that I'm in for football. He's Tim is his name. He got a C. I thought his draft was really good. The site gave him a C and said that he's going to score 254.23 points a game. Last year's website was hating on Andy Wellman last year, whose team name this year is Witch Andy. B- on the grade, 253.26 points per game projected. Last year, I believe it was something along the lines of no chance in hell is what the website told, talked about Andy. Something like, God, if Andy were here, he'd be able to tell me, but it was, somebody's on the line with us. Let me bring him in. Hello, is the caller there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm real good. How you doing?
I'm excited that baseball's back.
Woo! So what's your name?
Hi, my name's Rusty.
Hey, Rusty. Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm a big Royals fan.
You're a big Royals fan. CBS has a guy who actually relocated from the Kansas City area. I don't know if he actually relocated, but he does a podcast on CBS. Great things. He's always talking about the Royals. You got our own. I'm in Milwaukee, Rusty, and you got the...
We got your coach.
Yeah, Ned Yost. You got to steal some of our players, too, from that Greinke trade.
Yeah, we've made out good on that one.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So how are you feeling about this season?
Oh, well, take me out to the ball game.
Hey, what about your Donnie
Ventura?
Take me out
with the crowd.
What can you tell me about your Donnie Ventura? Should we bet on him?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Should fantasy guys bet on him or not?
I don't care if I ever get back. Sing along if you want.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do the show instead, so...
Let me root
for the home team, my friend.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Your home team or my home team? That's what I'm getting
at,
man.
The Royals, of course.
The Royals? Well, technically the Royals are the Brewers, too. It's kind of intermixed.
Well, for it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Yes, you are, my friend. Take care.
At the old ball game.
Awesome. So, that was our friend Rusty. Very glad to have Rusty on the show. Rusty, I am going to say, I'm going to keep going with the show here as I was rolling. It was real nice to have you on, my friend. No idea who the hell it was. That was the craziest thing in the world. This is a public platform where anybody can call in. So some guy from Kansas City called in on the now national show, the now national GK Fantasy Baseball League podcast. I'm just kind of throwing on that one. I thought it was one of our guys calling in. But getting back on track, Milwaukee Pfisters, Andy Ottinger's team, got 251.74 point projection. Got a C-minus on his draft grade. And the last team in the league, which I didn't think is – in fact, he kept stealing players from me. It was pissing me off. Matt Blankenberg, good friend of mine, used to be our warehouse delivery guy. I'm in a dynasty league with him. He knows Tim from Pabst Hipsters. C-minus for Matt's team, 251.57 points a game on the projection. Amazingly, the site sees only about an 8.5-point difference between the first and last place teams. So if you look at it, it's pretty tight. And I don't think that that's like that every single year. Granted, I don't have a ton of data to look at, but 8.5 points in the overall scope of things just isn't that much. I mean, you get 7 points on just a quality start alone, so 10 points on a win. But, yeah, it's about 8.5 points between first and last place, according to CBS. I wanted to see other sites, other websites, and see how they felt about our draft and rankings. And I went ahead and entered our league data into two other websites that I plucked out of kind of a basic Google search looking for a free team rating. And I found the following. I found, according to Fantasy Pros, fuck you, Andy, again, tops everyone, turning to F you, Blinka, damn it. Blinka has the top team using two completely different and independent analysis tools. Lefty moves from fourth up to second place. Semrod Warrior goes from second to third. Rookie of the League makes the big jump. Rookie of the League, Tyler Ottinger, moving up, jumping from eighth in CBS to fourth, according to Fantasy Pros. And finally, rounding out the top five, Murphy's Law. Murphy mirroring his fifth-place finish in CBS over here at Fantasy Pros. To give you the full rundown, Fantasy Pros, looking at our league, said that fuck you, Andy, is number one. Lefty is number two. Semrod Warrior is number three. Rookie of the League is four. Murphy's Law, five. Witch Andy, six. In the seventh place, Testosterone. Eighth, Dream Team. Ninth, the Milwaukee Pfisters. 10th, Pabst Hipsters. 11, Colonel Matrix. And 12, my own team, Wild Pitch. Obviously, this site doesn't know anything about what they're talking about. Seriously, that's really not that far off the rankings that CBS had, but it does certainly toggle things a little bit around. The next site I checked out was called Fantasy SP. This site looked only at starting lineups. Somebody else is calling in. I am going to throw them on. We'll see if they sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game as well. Hello, is the caller there?
I had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speed ball by you and make you look like a fool, boy. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in, and he was walking out. We went back down, sat inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all he kept talking about was glory days.
Well, son of a gun, dude. I don't need your buddy to make me look like a fool, though. I can do that really good on my own. You're the man, Rusty.
Put me in, coach.
Are you still from Kansas City?
Put me in, coach. Oh, yeah,
well,
go
you're
Royals.
In right now, man. You're live on the show. You are absolutely in. That is awesome,
well, can
dude.
I just say, Can I just say, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
I like it, dude.
Put me
look
in,
at you.
Coach.
Come on, look at me.
I'm ready to play. Center field.
Yeah, there you go, dude. I like it. So do you think Wild Thing too?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with baseball, though.
Well, it's from the movie Major League.
Well, yeah, but the lyrics aren't
about
baseball.
Is that you'll, but your standard is you'll only sing the song if it's truly about baseball?
Well, during baseball season, yeah. You know,
what do you do in football
time? I might.
Do you like fighting songs?
I don't know. Do you know any football
or
songs?
Oh.
I sing the theme from the movie Wildcats then.
I was just thinking the same thing, man. There's this awful rap song from Wildcats with Goldie Hawn.
I remember that. The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah, there. Now you're getting closer. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
well, I'll have to call back in a few months with the Super Bowl Shuffle.
You got it, dude. We'll take care and say hi to your friend. Tip one back for me, man.
Go Royals!
So there goes Rusty. Rusty called in again. The next site I looked at was Fantasy SP. The site looked only at starting lineups. Entered everyone's lineup as it was set for week one, and I got the following results. Big change as Testosterone moved up to first place. Brawny, that's Adam's team, 187.32 points a game. Colonel Matrix, yes, sir, just saluted the Colonel, 177.6 points a game. Yeah, I don't know if that's per game. Now that you mention it, I don't know what the hell. That's just their rating. So I'm not going to call it points a game because nobody scores that few points a game. It's just how the site rated everybody. Semrod Warrior, hey, back to third place for Jason, 165.36 on his rating. Rookie of the League, Tyler, 163.02. Murphy has a stranglehold on fifth place. It is incredible. Murphy, 160.32. You've got Witch Andy. It's our Andy Wellman who has pissed off Dan Blanca, 155.85. You got Blanca's team, F.U. Andy, 150.38. I'm such a puss, I'm afraid to say the F word anymore. I already said like three or four times, and it's like I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to lose my show. So you're killing me, man. Can I say puss but not F.U.? I don't know. I'm all twisted around. Jesus, Blanca, we're gonna go back to the league head, the whole thing where only clean names so that I can be on the radio. You're killing me, man. Andy Ottinger, the Milwaukee Fisters, 145.46. Not sure if I read Blinka's 150.38 before, but I'm sure he would appreciate me interrupting Andy's spot to talk about his spot, 150.38 for Blinka. Back to Andy Ottinger, 145.46. My team, Wild Pitch, 142. Lefty coming in, 141.14. Pabst, 139.67. And Dream Team last at 115. I thought it was a mistake. I went through it, Matt. They truly ranked you last at 115. If you compare 115 to Bronze, 187.32, it's a ridiculous 72.32 point spread between the first and the last place teams. So again, your top five, Braun, Matrix, Simrod, Rookie, and Murphy. Your bottom five, Dream, Pabst, Lefty, Wild Pitch, and the Milwaukee Fisters. So clearly on paper, Blinka's team is up there. Semrod and Murphy, Rookie of the Year, also high on the analysis. Spawn, your three-year-old should draft for you every year because they have you listed in top five in two of the three rankings I looked at. Kid did a good job. Buy him a teddy bear or something. My personal thoughts, I liked Pap's team a lot. Colonel Matrix, too, I thought had a really good draft. I'm surprised those teams weren't ranked higher in the overall analysis. I don't know if it's because I like the high upside, you know, guys that aren't. I just, when I draft, I'm always drafting for upside. So looking at their teams in all series, you know, strike a little bit of a serious note. I thought those guys picked a real good balance between veterans and young guys with a higher upside. Blinka's team is very good. I know a lot of guys don't want to hear it, but man, you know, as things were unfolding, you could see it happening as it was going. It was like, oh, son of a bitch. Now we're going to have to fight him again for the top spot. Adam's team, pre-injury to the Arizona outfielder, I forget his name, that team was really good too. A lot of good teams. You know, I didn't see anyone that was just a pure stinker. I think Andy Wellman, he had to cut out in the middle of the draft, and he didn't, the computer picked probably half the draft for him, but Andy's team had a little bit of a struggle at pitching. He's going to probably have to swing a deal or get lucky in free agency. Definitely ride the free agent wire. Spahn, if you want somebody to explain free agency to you, it's this thing where you can actually go in during the season and you can actually make a move. So you drafted a guy, but you don't actually have to keep that guy. Or if he gets hurt, you can actually move him to what's called injured reserve. And what that means is you take a guy who's not going to play and you move them to this list. It doesn't cost anything to move them to the list. And then you spend 50 cents to pick up a player and put that player on your team. And then you could actually use that guy. And that's how that would work. So let me know if you want to talk any more about that. I think I'd be happy to put that in writing for you. If you need a how-to guide, we can get training in here. I guess the season will ultimately tell how everybody did, but I thought that it was I'm going to actually click on the draft while we're live on the show, because this is live. I don't know if Rusty's calling back. I got to check that out and see if he called. Look at that, man. I can't believe I've had two guests nationwide. The national talk show, GK Fantasy Baseball. Looking at the draft itself, I think I counted 11 pitchers in the first two rounds, which actually mirrors last year. I thought it actually would be higher. Clayton Kershaw, the top pick overall, I think a lot of people would have went that route. And then we had Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. Arrieta at the fourth pick I thought was a surprise. I thought that Goldschmidt or Scherzer would have been the logical guys to go with there. Semrod took Arrieta, which left Goldschmidt falling to Andy. Andy had Goldschmidt last year. He did great for him. Murphy took the hitter over the pitcher in Donaldson. And, you know, frankly, Donaldson is an absolute stud. So I could fully understand taking him over Scherzer. Paps had to be just absolutely excited to get Scherzer at 7. Adam took Baumgartner right in front of me at 9. I took Chris Sale. I was set on taking a pitcher this year early unless there just wasn't anything left when it got to me. And then the first round rounding out with Giancarlo Stanton, which I can't remember what that guy's name used to be. He actually changed his name, if I'm not mistaken, at some point. But I might look that up while we're on the show here now, but it's bugging me. McCutchen, Spahn with two picks in a row, took McCutchen and Altuve, which I found really interesting because he had to know that he wasn't going to get much pitching as far as what was going to be available for him. Giancarlo Stanton. Hey, should we wiki this guy? I'm going to click on it. See, Giancarlo Cruz Michael Stanton, known as Mike Stanton, Notre Dame High School, blah, 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 blah. Why don't they? Could have swore this guy, like, actually broke in with a whole completely different name. But personal life, he likes long walks. I don't know. I'm going to just quit wasting the show's time on this. Couldn't be any more boring than it already is. Although Rusty's enjoying it. Let me see if he's on. Maybe he'll sing another song for us. That was pretty cool. I think he ran out of baseball songs, though. We might not see him until football season. Lefty taking the two hitters back-to-back, knowing that he wouldn't get anything else. I don't know if I mentioned Jeff took Anthony Rizzo at 11 and then followed up with the second pick in the second round and took Dallas Keuchel, which I thought was a great pick. In fact, I would have gladly taken that guy, possibly over Price. Nolan Arenado, awesome pick by Dream Team with the third pick in the second round. And then I took David Price. Adam took Granke. Machado went to Pabst. He had to be excited about that. That's a very good pick. Murphy took another position player, which I'm guessing that if we had a chance to talk to him, that he would say that they're just the pitchers that he really would have liked just weren't there at that point. So he just took the best hitter, which was the shortstop from Houston, Correa. And then Cabrera falling to Andy. I mean, that guy, even though I had him last year and it felt like a down season, but he still won a batting title. I mean, he's still really, really good. To get a guy like that in the second round, who I think the last 3 to 5 years has been like a top three pick, if not the top pick, that's great. Jason Semrod Warrior takes Jose Bautista, rookie of the league. Matt Harvey, he definitely jumps in on the pitching stuff. Fisters took Garrett Cole, Milwaukee Fisters, Garrett Cole. He certainly wasn't going to be left without a pitcher. And then what I thought was possibly the steal of the second round, Jason DeGrom from the Mets, Jacob DeGrom, going to Belinka at 12, the last pick in the second round, and then picking up Chris Bryant was a damn good move in the third round, too. I'm not going to read everything pick for pick, but I'm going to kind of cherry pick some different players at this point. I was shocked about the reliever with the second pick in the third round, Andy Ottinger and the Milwaukee Fisters. He only took 36 seconds, so it had to be. It's not like he sat there and time was running out and he didn't know what to do. That's what he went for, man. That was his strategy. So he weighed it out and thought that the reliever at Kansas City was worth more than somebody like Kluber from Cleveland or some of the other players like Encarnacion that were still on the board. Looking at Kluber with the next pick, rookie of the league, that was a nice pick, I thought. Fernandez, that's where Murphy jumps in and takes Fernandez, but, I mean, man, that's a lot of – putting a lot of for his – I don't know if he just felt like I had to get a pitcher at this point or what the situation was, but Fernandez, hopefully he can hold up for Murphy. Pollock is the outfielder that got hurt for Adam's team, and Strasburg with the 10th pick in the third round was real nice. Hamels' 11th pick, that's always been a solid thing. Buster Posey in the fourth round, second pick in the fourth round, I thought was a really nice move. Looking over everything else here. Fifth round, looking at picks that I thought were really, really good picks. Robinson Cano with the 11th pick in the fifth round. That was pretty impressive. Didn't see that coming. Tulowitzki, third pick in the sixth round. Very nice. Corey Seager. The shortstop run had begun at that point. In fact, looking at the sixth round, Colonel Matrix, that's Jeff Carter's team, with the second pick, took Bogaerts from Boston, the shortstop. Dream Team took Tulowitzki. Then two picks later, Francisco Lindor went, and then Corey Seager went. You're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4 out of five picks, shortstops, major shortstop run in the sixth round. I thought Tulowitzki, those shortstops in general, it was kind of a thin crop at shortstops, so nice job on the guys that moved on that and pulled the plug and everything just went down the drain. Round seven, best picks in round seven, just me looking at this, talking out loud. I thought Puig was a nice pick. Some people may not believe in him at all. Garrett Richards could turn out to be a really nice pick, as could Michael Wacha, Pujols, Carlos Gonzalez. Moving over to round eight, looking at best picks in round eight, I like the Anthony Rendon pick. No bias, that was my pick in round eight. Let's see, what else we got here? Jonathan LaCroix, 10th pick in the eighth round. That was a great pick. Round nine, looking at round nine, Prince Fielder, sixth pick in the ninth round. I was eyeing him up. That was a very good pick. Colin McHugh, pitcher for Houston with the eighth pick in the ninth round. Very nice. Moving on to the 10th round, looking over 10th round picks. Nothing really jumps off the screen at me here in the 10th round. I guess Iwakuma to Braun with the fifth pick was nice. Moving over to the 11th round, Let me see if anybody else is trying to join in. No, I gotta keep toggling to see, guys. Justin Turner, Chapman, the 7th pick in the 11th round. Yeah, I'm just cruising through this 12th round. 12th round, starting to get goofy. I might just gonna start screw that round. 13. I like David Robinson in the 13th. What else here? Round 14. Hanley Ramirez is worth it in the 14th. I mean, that's a nice possible. Carlos Santana, that's a very good pick in the 14th. 15th round. I like Mesoraco. I don't know if he could have waited on that or not, but I think he's a good take a shot at it. Lance McCullers of Houston, even though he's on the DL, that's a nice pick. E. Darvish, you know, too bad with the injury. You never know what you're going to get, but it's worth a shot. The 16th round, I like Jock Peterson, Dodgers outfielder, real nice. And looking at round 17, Jose Reyes isn't even going to, I don't know if he's going to, somebody, here's the point I want to make. Jose Reyes, big name, right? Shortstop, a position that people needed. Definitely 17th round, why not take a shot at it? But I was looking at him too, and I do a lot of just different listening. I have a long drive in and home at night, and one of the podcasts I listened to, a guy made a great point. He said, look, the guy hasn't even picked up a bat. He's had no spring training. He's got all this legal trouble hanging over him. He's going to get some kind of suspension by Major League Baseball. When he does come back from that suspension, how good is he going to be? Without, I mean, this is a guy who's had an injury past, so you're going to break him straight into the majors. And a lot of these vets, they don't like minor league. They don't like the minor league in the rehab, so you probably aren't going to get a ton of games out of him in the minors. You're going to pretty much have to throw him straight into the lineup, and then you have to say, is Colorado even going to do that? Or are they just going to cut ties with him? They got the kid's story that's starting in the meantime. They do have a lot of money invested in Reyes, so they might not cut him straight out. But I think that 17th round is pretty good. You know, it's a late-round pick on a guy that could, you know, former all-star shortstop. It's just there's a lot of baggage there. There's a lot of baggage with Jose Reyes. Looking at other picks, love the Will Myers thing. 7th pick in the 17th round. That could turn into something really nice. I thought the Scooter Gennett pick was an auto pick for Dream Team. I thought that actually turned out pretty good for him. Scooter has been playing pretty well this spring. 18th round, nothing really that special. Ender Encarnacion. I don't even know what the hell that is, dude. Moving over to round 19. I don't see anything really here to talk about. 20, just glancing. Don't see anything in 20, really. 21, anything that's... Nothing's really catching my eye. I got Story, the shortstop, in the 21st round. That was kind of a... I was the last guy that didn't have a shortstop, so that's why I thought that was an okay move, because the only reason... You know, if he was truly the Colorado Rockies starting shortstop, he might have actually went higher. The Reyes stuff kind of muddied his value. And in the last round, there were some really – I think David Wright was the last pick overall. That was a very nice move. Murphy got Domingo Santana from the Brewers with the 7th pick in the 22nd round. Thought that was a good move. I picked up the Blue Jays closer. It had just been named that day, if I'm not mistaken, with the 4th pick in the 22nd round. Some nice picks there as everything fell. So that's kind of a draft recap, a very, very long, boring draft recap. If anybody's still awake, let's go ahead before we wrap things up. Let's dig into some team names. I mean, my team, for instance, I think it's always cool to talk to guys about why did they name their team what they did. And in our leagues, I think I'm going to rip on some guys' names too, but my team is Wild Pitch. I've contemplated changing it. Why do I pick Wild Pitch? I like to pick degrading names for my teams. I think in the past I have named some baseball teams Balk, B-A-L-K, Balk. Just kind of an odd humor, self-depreciating type thing. Use the old Major League logo with that. Looking at some other people, Colonel Matrix, I know Jeff loves Arnold. Get to the chopper! Arnold and Commando, Predator, so Colonel Matrix. F.U. Andy, I think everybody has one question on their mind. What did Andy Wellman ever do to Dan Blinka to piss him off? Andy, of course, saying, which Andy? In a hope that it, as if it would be Andy Oettinger. I don't know why anybody would hate that guy. It's ridiculous. It's got to be Andy Wellman. Basically, you know what else, Blanco? At what point does Bozak get a restraining order or a cease and desist for the creepy use of his pick? What's up with that, huh? Then you got Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law. Who knew Murphy? An attorney by day, vigilante by night. Out there fighting crime with his bare hands. Gotta love it. Lefty. Got his name from the great Warren Spahn, if you ask him. That's a story he's sticking to. Some people say it's from a different type of lefty. Lefty action, that is. Pabst Hipsters. I know that in the Dynasty League we're in, their team is named Trons Pabst Sixer. So, obviously, PB Army. He likes Pabst Blue Ribbon, I guess. I'd have to ask him if I ever get a chance to ask him why he named his team, then I will. Dream Team, Matt Blankenberg. Okay, Matt, remember the old Radio Shack commercial? Hey, the 80s called. They want their team name back. Come on, man. Give me something. That's Matt's team name in the Dynasty League we're in as well. The Milwaukee Fisters. Andy O, my pinky is in the air. I'd like you to share how that name came about one of these years. Testosterone. I actually have some insight into this one. Why, some have asked, does Adam continue to have this name, Testosterone, nearly 3 years after the Ryan Braun incident? Hey, it's just a rumor, but the way that I heard it, Dino Lorenzi Jr. wasn't the only collector of bronze samples. His DNA. Adam has a shirt at home with a little sample of Ryan Braun of his own hanging in his closet. Boom! Monica Lewinsky. Simrod Warrior. All right, dude. Jason, come on, man. I set that name generically for you when you joined the league. I mean, even though it is awesome, the Simrod Warrior... You do know where the name change box is, right? So whatever. That's going to wrap up the second ever Godfrey and Khan Fantasy Baseball League. Actually, I should quick toggle over and make sure that should toggle over and see if Rusty's on for one more song. Rusty, because we're about to play Freebird. I guess they're, well, what the hell is this, dude? So here I am looking for the big clothes. This show has been nothing but a big struggle. I'm looking for the big clothes. And now there's a commercial playing on the YouTube because I didn't have all this stuff set up like I usually do. They're playing like an Arby's commercial. All right. We're going to play some Freebird again in honor of the Freebirds. If it ever comes on, I will end the show very smoothly. There it is. All right. I feel like I'm getting there. So now, with that in the background, I shall now, with my radio prowess as your host of this national show, with my one caller from Kansas City, I will end this show with the Freebirds playing in the background, people walking by, waving at me. It's been a blast. Hopefully the next show you get somebody else on so you don't have to just listen to me, because this is just terrible. Maybe I should... Bad radio. Maybe I should change my team name to that. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a great time. Are you still here? That's it. That's it for this episode of the 2016 G&K Fantasy Baseball League Podcast.